Welcome back, Alex. I'm calm, professional female, and today our subject is Friedrich Nietzsche, one of philosophy's most provocative, influential, and frequently misunderstood thinkers. Nietzsche wrote with unusual energy. Rather than building a tidy philosophical system, he used aphorisms, parables, psychological observations, and sharp challenges. He questioned inherited assumptions about morality, religion, truth, culture, and what it means to live well. That style makes him exciting to read, but it also makes him easy to oversimplify. Familiar phrases such as God is dead, the will to power, and the Übermensch are often repeated without the arguments and problems surrounding them. Why give Nietzsche your attention? Because his questions remain deeply personal. Where do our values come from? Are they genuinely ours, or have we simply inherited them? What happens when old sources of meaning lose their authority? Can difficulty become a source of growth rather than merely an obstacle? And how might a person create purpose without relying on fixed, universal answers? As we explore these themes, it helps to resist two temptations. The first is treating Nietzsche as a provider of motivational slogans. His work is more demanding and more unsettling than that. The second is assuming that every dramatic statement expresses a simple doctrine. Nietzsche often writes experimentally, shifting perspectives and pushing an idea to expose its consequences. We'll approach him with both openness and care. His critique of conventional morality can illuminate resentment, conformity, and self-deception, yet it also raises difficult questions about compassion, equality, power, and responsibility. Understanding him does not require agreeing with him. In fact, disagreement can be one of the most productive ways to read Nietzsche, provided we first understand what he is challenging. So keep one thought close as we begin. Nietzsche did not merely ask which beliefs are true. He also asked what kinds of lives our beliefs encourage us to lead. When the values guiding you are placed under examination, which of them would you defend, and which might you dare to recreate?